See, it looked like he came out and ran the ball a little bit more. Was that part of the game plan going in, and did it have anything to do with the inclement weather?
Yeah, you know, with the weather conditions, we knew we were going to have to be able to run the ball, depending on which way we were going on the field. And, you know, we just went out there, and, you know, I thought we ran the ball all right. You know, obviously it would have been nice to be able to go out there when we needed to put together a good drive towards the end of the game, keep them off the field. But, you know, when you have games like this and the weather's an issue, you know, you definitely have to go to the, you know, the running game a little bit more.
Is there some benefit to having that established to a greater degree when you could possibly play some games like this in January and the weather's not going anywhere?
Well, I mean, you got to be able to play in what, you know, Mother Nature gives you. So, you know, I think we're a good running team, you know, and I don't think that we've necessarily came out and ran the ball a whole lot, obviously, in the last 3 weeks. But, you know, we can definitely run the ball, and we got guys that, you know, are good at seeing, you know, what's going on up front and making good blocks. So, these are just things that we're going to have to keep developing, you know, all the way into the playoffs.
Guys, yep. Played at home field throughout the playoffs, first time since 03. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing. I mean, that was on our mind, you know, going into this game. You know, win this one, we got home field, and, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And there's been a lot of hard work this season. We got a lot left to do, but knowing that we're going to be here throughout the playoffs, that's pretty comforting.
Thank you. Matt Light.
First one out.
Gene Wilson.
How'd that ball look when it missed one of the biggest ones?
Oh, the ball as far as throwing it and everything? I mean, the ball looked normal. You know, the weather wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, I thought it was going to be really, really nasty, but it actually wasn't too bad at all.
Is today just one of those days where you go a long time, nothing comes your way, and then today everything came your way?
Yeah. Today was one of those great days for me. You know, every week you see guys, you know, get them picks where the ball just come right to them, and I happen to be that guy this week.
Eugene, with the weather, did you feel it would take some unconventional touchdowns, unconventional scoring to get the win today?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, all the time when you got weather like this, anything could happen. And, you know, we just kept our composure and did what we were supposed to do and came out with the win. Actually, the play started off. I know he was holding it loose, and I was just hoping someone would hit it, and it just kept on popping. I'm like, oh, here we go, you know. So I picked it up and tried to get what I could.
Eugene, have you ever seen a game suspended because fans throwing snowballs on the field?
No, not at all. But I mean, it happened, and you know, we just got to keep on trying to focus on football.
When did you know you were
going to
start?
I've known all week. Yeah.
How about that play that you get called for interference that didn't look like
that? Well, I mean, it's a play to happen, and, you know, I just leave that out on the field. I don't want to get into that too much.
You guys get a chance to check another goal off the list. What does it mean to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs?
It's key. You know, always having home field is key. But, you know, we're focused on next week. You know, we're just going to try and keep on focusing on next game.
What's the key for the offense to check down?
I mean, it was big. You know, we went out there, tried to do what we had to do to do our job, and, you know, had some stops in the red area, and that's been a low point for us lately, and, you know, we've been really trying to pick it up in that area.
Now that this game is over, was it just another game emotionally for you guys, or was there something special to beating this Jack team today?
Well, you know, we want to win every game, and that's the intentions that we came out here with today.
I don't know if you can see it, but smile on Belichick's face.
Gene Wilson.
How happy are you to be 14-0?
Well, it's definitely, you know, something that we're glad about. I mean, we've worked extremely hard to get to this point, but still got some work to do.
How about the weather? What kind of factor was it for the defense
today? Well, I mean, we practiced in this type of weather before, and we really didn't make it an issue. I mean, was it a problem? You know, if you make it an issue, it was a problem. And we just kind of ignored it, just went out and did what we did as far as our game plan, execution, going out there trying to make plays, getting plays, making plays on the ball, as well as tackling. So for us, it really wasn't that big of an issue.
First team in 35 years to have 14 wins in a single regular season. How sweet is that? How monumental is that?
Well, it's the 14th game. I mean, it's pretty nice as we look at it. I mean, but we're not getting overly excited about it because that's just one more step in the path of where we're trying to go. And a lot of football to be played. We're excited about it. But at the same time, we have a lot of improvement to make and a lot of areas where we can get better.
Red zone defense is one of those areas that two weeks in a row now. What did that mean today?
Well, it just helps continually build the confidence. I mean, we were probably 31st or 32nd in the league, so there's no other place to go but up. as far as the red zone defense. But the defense came out. We had guys like Adelius. He played his butt off. Junior Seau, you know, played tremendous football, and the defense just rallied, stuck together regardless of the situation and circumstance, and we persevered, and we were able to make some plays.
Just the best you've seen Richard Seymour play this year?
I mean, Richard, he played tremendous, consummate pro, a guy that's worked his butt off to get back, to try to get back to form, and a guy that, you know, you're happy for, because you've seen his progress and coming off a knee injury, which I understand. I mean, you know, it's tough, so, you know, he stepped up big for us today.
It's all about steps for you guys, and you guys are getting to the point of the season now where each game is a different step toward the goal. Can you talk about that?
Well, like I said, it's you know, one week at a time, one game at a time, and you know, there's definitely areas where we're improving on, like she mentioned, the red zone. But you know, sometimes we're not putting that perfect game together. I don't think we can, but we're striving for it, and you know, just a good win today.
Rodney Harris, Lawrence Baroni.
Is that right?
You all ran the ball 35 times today. You ran it more than you threw. Is that the game plan, and were you happy with that design?
Well, most definitely. You know, whenever you get a chance to run the ball, we knew it was going to be bad weather. So we knew the running game was going to have to step up today, and I talked to all the running backs like, this is going to be our day. This is the day that we got to step up and play hard. Most definitely, you get a feel for the game. You get a feel for it after you run a play a couple times on how the defense is going to play it now and where you can make a person miss or what a hole might be, you know. So running the ball a lot today, you know, gave me a chance to know what things are going to be at before it happened.
With all this talk of nor'easter and bad weather, was it almost a relief just to go out there? And it's just wind and rain. We've seen that time.
It wasn't really that bad as everybody thought it was going to. I thought it was going to be a light. Snowstorm or something. You know, I ain't never played in the snow, but I played in the rain, so it wasn't that bad. You know, I thought it was going to be a lot worse. The rain, it was windy. It wasn't really raining that hard, but it was all right.
Does your overall preparation change when you know you're going to be getting the ball 25 times again?
Well, I didn't even know I was going to get it that many, but I knew he was going to run the ball. But, you know, my preparation didn't change. Like I said, I was work hard, and I was just going to be patient for whenever they call me.
You got number one seed wrapped up.
Is that right?
Did you hear that? They mentioned that.
That was the first question. Where you was at?
Did you have any thoughts on the idea that you changed, you know, the last two games aren't as meaningful because everything's wrapped up? Do you change your...
Oh, no. Every game is meaningful. We got to go out here and we got to play every game until the end of the season. And, you know, we got to bring our A game. So every game is meaningful to us.
With the history possible, would you be disappointed if they did something like that?
No, I wouldn't, you know. It is what it is.
Have you ever seen a game suspended temporarily because fans throwing snowballs in the field?
I was trying to figure out what he said. That's what he did?
Yeah.
Wow. I ain't never heard that one. Is that in the rule book or something?
I guess so.
I never heard that one. No, I was wondering what he was trying to say. He paused the game because we were throwing snow. I would have kept throwing snow if I was the fans.
How important, though, is it for you guys to be able to get that number one seed, to be able to know that you're going to be playing
home? Oh, you know, it's always better to play in front of your home crowd. You know, make the visitors play with the noise, and you can just play relaxed.
Kelly Rush.
As a team, we're just playing. We're going out day in and day out and trying to improve in practice and playing on Sundays. One thing about this team, I mean, no guys ever talk about it. You know, we hear it in the media and from other people, but as a core team, the Patriots and the organization, we take it game by game. And I think that's what's special because they've all been here. A lot of the guys, older guys, have been in the Super Bowl and playoff games. So it doesn't really, you know, surprise them that, you know, that we're 14-0.
Block punt's always a big play, but the answer there, block punt 20 road, how big is the momentum swing was that
to you guys? It was just, again, a big play as far as by the special teams. I don't think it definitely just wasn't me. I might have blocked the punt, but, you know, there was other guys around who, you know, got their man and made it easy for me to block the punt. But I think, you know, overall we had a good performance as a core special teams group today.
What did you think of the crowd's response?
Kelly Washington.
Did that go for the rain?
It was cold out there, though. You know, ugly out there, sloppy at times, you know, but the surface held, and I think there was a little bit of rain we had to deal with, but you know, overall, it's nice to know that we can go into elements like this and still play well and come out with a victory.
Thank you.
I know you guys only want to think about the next opponent at hand, but 14 straight wins is only the second team in NFL history to do that. Can you take some satisfaction with that?
Every win feels great. Every win feels great, and we've strung some together, and it's at 14 now, and it feels good. It feels good to be 14-0. I can't lie to you, but I mean, I'm gonna feel good about it tonight, and then tomorrow we're gonna move on, and we got to get ready for the Dolphins, and that's just how it's been the whole year.
Today, with all this talk of Nor'easter, a foot of snow, and it's supposed to be really bad today, was it almost a relief to walk out there and just see that it's just rain and wind? We've seen that before.
Yeah, it was nice to see the weatherman were pretty much correct. You know, they were. I mean, they said it was going to be, you know, snow in the morning, and then a little lull, and then some rain, and then possibly sleet, and then turning to rain. So I was watching the forecast, too, you know, and that's exactly what happened out there. And so what were you asking? I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
You know,
that's
so perfect. You know, the weather. Yeah, I guess that's all. Yeah.
The officials actually delayed the game for a couple of minutes because of the snowballs on the field. Have you seen that before?
Not here. I haven't heard an announcement like that here before. And I'm glad he did. You shouldn't throw snowballs on the field. Especially, I mean, what if the snowball doesn't make it and you hit somebody in the front row or something like that? I mean, somebody that doesn't have a headgear on or something like that. So, you know, I'm glad he calmed it down a little bit and he did a good job of it.
How huge was Eugene today, stepping up into that starting lineup? Two huge plays out there.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have to return that interception very far. No, but still, in elements like that, that's a tough catch. That's a tough catch to get your pocket under that and squeeze the ball, and he was able to score a touchdown. So, I mean, I hope it gives him a boost. You know, I think that will. You make a couple big plays like that after you've missed a lot of action. It's nice to see him contribute.
Teddy Bruschi.